Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and today I want to talk about the perfect trade and something that I'm finding out. You know, I'm one of the traders that trades on eavesdrop trading. We do live trading in the morning from 7 to 8 Central Standard Time, and I'm finding that sometimes I have a hard time not going after trades that are not perfect, and it's so hard. And, I can make more money if I've got the perfect trade. But, you know, I have this tendency to kind of jump in on stuff when I think it's good enough. And that's 50% or more, 50 to 70% potential profit, a potential way to make profit. But, you know, it's hard to be patient. And that's the tough thing for me. I'm particularly favorable to trading around the pivot points and around the 200. And by that I mean if the stock is coming down or the commodity is coming down into a pivot point, I may set up a sell on the other side of the pivot point, and if it breaks that pivot point with some power, then I'm in the money. And I particularly like to do that, but the problem is that sometimes it touches it, it breaks it, gets into my trade, and it goes back up. And so really, to be the perfect trade, I have to wait for it to break the second time. And those are things that I struggle with, and I'm sure everybody else is struggling with that too. And, you know, what you have to do is you really have to think about how you're going to trade and, control your trading appetite. So one of the things that, I think I probably talked about this before, what we got a student who takes out four quarters. And so what he does is he'll wait for that perfect trade, and when he has those four quarters sitting in front of him, when he has a perfect trade and he makes that trade, he takes one of those quarters off the table. And then he does it for the next perfect trade, and the next perfect trade, and the next perfect. And then he's done trading. And he makes about $500 or $600 in his trading, and he's pretty happy with that. He then may go through again and do a different one for a different commodity. But, you know, he's really focused on controlling his patience and the perfect trade setup. And, you know, we've talked about the perfect trade setup. We've described it. We actually had a seminar last week. I actually had two seminars last week. It's probably why I didn't add too many more podcasts. I'm going to add more to this week. But, you know, the point is that, you know, you have to wait for the perfect trade, and you have to be patient, and it has to be that 85% to 90% positive trade. Are you going to be in the negative and trying to catch up? So think about how you're going to do that. How are you going to manage that perfect trade and those limited trade opportunities you have? You know, by having four quarters sitting on my desk. You know, I was actually thinking I've got poker chips, specially made poker chips for when I was playing Texas Hold'em. Then I could use those. That would be kind of helpful. So I might do that. But I'm going to try and identify some way to control my impatience on trading and to control that and to really just watch for that perfect trade. Because, you know, if you can find, four trades for $100 a piece and continually do that for a month or so, or even a week or so, 7 days, then all you got to do is add a contract. So all of a sudden, 400 gets to 800, gets to 1200. You know how the math is. We're all commodities traders here, so we know how to figure that out. So think about how you're going to manage your trade so that you don't get caught in chasing or making poor decisions on your trades, and see how you might want to manage it. I think I'm going to try the four poker chips and see how that works and see if that'll help me manage my trade and control my temptation to kind of go crazy. Anyway, thought I'd kind of share that with you. Hopefully it's helpful and making that perfect trade perfect for you. Anyway, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis, all kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at safedaytrading.org.